In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing to volume 13, November 19th, 1921, and in the second paragraph, Jesus just told Luisa that his holy humanity was about to receive the last blow of death in the Garden of Gethsemane. He says, so, but do you know who prevented the execution? He says, I really died. This sin was so horrible that I experienced death. But he says, do you know who prevented the execution and sustained my holy humanity from dying? The first was my inseparable mama, the Blessed Mother. In hearing me ask for help, Our Lady flew to my side and sustained me, and I leaned my right arm on her. So here we have Jesus being sustained in the Garden of Gethsemane by the Blessed Mother. And this is why Our Lady co-redeemed with Christ. She supported him. She was with him at Calvary, at Golgotha, but she was also with him at Gethsemane. And here he says, my mother was there, and in hearing me ask for help, she immediately was there and sustained me. And I leaned my right arm. It's just his whole weight of dying was on the Blessed Mother. And he says, almost dying, I looked at the Blessed Mother, and Jesus says, and I found in her the immensity of my most holy divine will intact. So here Jesus looks at the one who possesses the divine will, his mother, Theotokos, Mother of God. And without a break between Jesus's holy divine will and hers, so she never separated from this divine will of Jesus. So therefore, she could sustain him. She could help him. And we have to understand, this is where God is asking of us. He's asking us to truly begin to go to the Blessed Mother every day. And this is why the Holy Rosary is so essential. The Holy Rosary is essential because we're looking at Jesus. We're being with Jesus with the loving eyes of Mary, the loving heart of Mary. We're seeing our God go through this horrendous time, this terrible death of witnessing, looking at all the sin coming at him, all the sin attacking him. This is what sin does. Sin goes against our God. Sin, like you said earlier, it's like a sword trying to kill God. So here he says, almost dying, I looked at the Blessed Mother, and I found the immensity of my most holy divine will one with his mother, and it was never broken. So therefore, he could go to her, and that's where we go. We go to the Blessed Mother because of the divine will. We go to the Blessed Mother because she is going to lead us to her son. She knows he's the only one that can redeem us. He knows he's the only one that can save us. And so she's getting us ready for this sanctification that's coming, to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to begin to enter into this heaven of the wedding feast of Cana, going to the Blessed Mother and listening to her, do whatever he tells you. So here, this is what's so great. And he says, my divine will is life. So it's abundant life. It's my divine will is the life that God possesses. Not the life, not this life that we have now that we possess. It's this body has to die. This body has to become food for worms. This body has to go. Because of Adam's sin, this body gets old, wrinkled, gray-haired, dies, and becomes food for worms. This was not part of God's plan. We were called to be eternally young as God is eternally young. This is why he said, I rose from the dead. He said, so humanity can rise from the death of sin, rise from that which separates them from the life of God. So he wants us to have this divine will, and the saints have taught us how to do the will of God. And now Jesus is teaching us how to live in the will of God. This is what he wants for us. So he says, my divine will is life. And since the will of the Father was immovable and death was coming to me from creatures, for that's our sin, another creature, the Blessed Mother, who enclosed the life of my divine will, gave me life, like breathed this life into him. Just by being with him, one with him, he was sustained by the divine will radiating in the Blessed Mother, filling him with life again, so that he could face the final, if you want to say, blow of death against him on the cross. The Blessed Mother also helps us. There are so many times when we pray, we ask for the intercession of the Blessed Mother, and she comes through. You know, she knows the one who heals is her son. And when there's healing necessary, we go to her. We pray for her intercession. She's not the miracle worker. It's God in her that's the miracle worker. It's the divine will reigning in her that brings our prayers to fruition. It's a new beginning that's happening for each and every one of us when we begin to turn to the new Adam and the new Eve. This is the life of Louisa. And our God is asking us to begin to possess this gift that Jesus and Mary have, this gift that they gave to Louisa. He says, here is my mother who is in the portent of my divine will, conceived God. Think about that. A human conceived God, showing the great humility of Jesus, the great humility of our God, that he is so in love with humanity. In the eternal mind of God and the wisdom of God, Mary was always there. If Adam didn't sin, Our Lady would still have conceived Jesus to give to the world, because God wanted more than what he, Adam was the beginning of this abundant life, and God now wanted to give more of this to all of humanity. So he says, here is my mother in the portent of my divine will, who Mary conceived God and gave birth to God in time. 2,000 years ago, Our Lady, when we're celebrating for Christmas, Our Lady gave birth to this little one. Now, God could have came to earth as king and as judge in the beginning. He could have done that. I'm coming. I'm going to take over. I'm going to make sure everybody has the opportunity to live with me eternally. He could have done that, but we would have had no freedom. We would have had no, we wouldn't have chosen. He would have dominated us. I mean, when we see God, this is what St. Teresa says. This is the only time where we can freely love God. When we see God, we're going to fall on our face, adoring him, loving him, praising him, thanking him, glorifying him, worshiping him. Why? Because he's God Almighty, holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts. He is pure love. To be in the presence of God as a creature, we looking at God, he is so beautiful, he's so holy, that this body would die. It couldn't withstand the beauty of God. He's so beautiful. He's so holy. He's so perfect. So St. Teresa says our only opportunity to freely love God is when we go to adoration, where we recognize our Eucharist, especially in front of the monstrance. We recognize our God. And we fall on our knees and we adore him and love him and praise him and thank him and bless him and worship him freely, freely. Because right now, I mean, we're falling in love with God. Every time Jesus says this to Louisa, every time that you're with him in the Blessed Sacrament, you're being divinized even more. You're seeing God. You're loving God. You're possessing God. But it's happening little by little, and he's changing us. It's a spiritualization that's happening in us. So here she says, Jesus says, my mother in my divine will conceived me. My mother gave birth to me in time and now giving me life for a second time to let me accomplish the work of redemption. The accomplishment of the work of redemption is crucifixion. To see Jesus crucified. That's why every house should have Christ crucified. This is what St. Paul says. We preach a Christ crucified. I know a lot of people don't want to see Christ on the cross, but it's the power of God. It's the glory of God. You know, the devil does not want to see Jesus crucified. It's his defeat. So when we have a crucifix in our room, a crucifix on our house, a crucifix in our car, what does that do? It helps us remember the accomplishment of redemption. Jesus, God, died for us. And then Jesus, God, rose from the dead. And he says, why do I rise from the dead? He says, so that my people can rise from the fallen human nature. Rise in, even though there's a pagan world all around, we begin to live a life that is truly the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. So he's asking us to begin to understand life isn't here to do what we want. Life here on earth is a test. It's a test. And Jesus says, basically, what do you want? Do you want the things of earth or do you want the things of heaven? Now, because we're a fallen nature, all we know is the things of earth. We have to begin to have Jesus help our intellect understand the things of heaven. Our memory has to be of the new Adam and of the new Eve, not the things of earth. And then finally, our human will. We could say, when we begin to understand what our human will is, that's when we go to confession. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And Father, give me absolution. I want my sins forgiven. I want to turn away from the pagan world and enter into the world of heaven. On earth, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. This is what God is doing. As Catholics, we have the sacraments and sacramentals. Jesus says, this is the medicine. This is the medicine to help heal humanity, to get them ready for what? For the kingdom. The kingdom of God is within you, Jesus says. So he's asking us to go and be with him when we pray the Holy Rosary. He says, especially when you go through the agony in the garden, begin to see who is with me. Now, you don't see them physically, but Jesus is talking about spiritually. I want you to see how I got through the most painful time of suffering. So I'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.